With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. The Billings Gazette is reporting a 30-acre fire was discovered at the Billings Rod and Gun Club at about 10:30 last night. The fire started in a wheat field and threatened at least one structure, but there was no damage reported. The Great Falls Tribune is reporting a pastureland fire 6 miles north of Great Falls that was called in late this morning. That fire is around the same area as one that burned 1,200 acres last week. The 629-acre lightning-caused Blue Lake Fire southwest of Ennis went from 0% contained yesterday to 30% contained today. Fire Information Officer Carrie Maddox.
That's really good news for local residents because that area is the 30-acre spot fire on the southern edge of the fire, as well as kind of that southeastern flank of the fire. And the reason that's good news is because those are the areas that are close to Hay Press and Shining Mountains, the two communities in proximity to the fire.
Yesterday, crews ignited potential fuel pockets within the perimeter of the fire to reduce risk of further spread. The estimated containment date is August 6th. Landowners, environmentalists, and public health workers want Montana regulators to require more transparency from companies about their use of fracking chemicals that are used to produce oil and gas. A 2011 state rule allows companies to conceal chemicals they consider trade secrets. Critics say the trade secrets exception represents an unlawful loophole, violating the public's right to know about chemicals that threaten public health. A coalition represented by the environmental law firm Earth Justice today petitioned the Montana Board of Oil and Gas Conservation to require justification for any fracking ingredients withheld. The public is getting an additional 10 days to comment on one aspect of a proposed water bottling plant in Creston. Nikki Ouellette reports that's because of a technical error by the Montana Department of Environmental Quality.
The DEQ mistakenly posted a fact sheet for an entirely different project. Information about Montana Artesian Water Company and its application for a state pollution discharge permit was not available for 5 days of the comment period. The correct fact sheet is now available online. DEQ spokesperson Lisa Peterson says the deadline for public comment will be extended until August 15th.
We wanted to give them additional time since it wasn't available for the full time that it should have been.
Montana Artesian Water Company is seeking approval to bottle, ship, and sell nearly 192 million gallons of treated groundwater per year. That's roughly 2 billion 12-ounce water bottles. A public hearing on the pollution discharge elimination permit will be held as scheduled on August 1st at the Creston School Gymnasium. More information can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
A Helena man accused of fatally shooting another man has appeared before a judge for setting fire to his jail cell. KTVH-TV reports yesterday that Austin Kroll McLaughlin told Justice of the Peace Mike Swingley that he lit the fire on Sunday. Firefighters responded and put out the fire, which detention officers say was set with a paperclip and a battery. Kroll McLaughlin told the judge he had been experiencing mental distress. Swingley sentenced him to 10 days with 5 days suspended. He is awaiting arraignment. A 26-year-old male grizzly bear officials say had recently killed 7 sheep has been euthanized in eastern Idaho. Officials say its poor dental health caused the bear to prey on sheep. Officials say that combination led to the decision to euthanize the bear on Saturday after getting permission from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Officials trapped the bear 23 years ago for scientific purposes, and it had not been known to be in any human-related conflicts until the killing of the sheep. A Laurel police officer who is charged with assaulting his girlfriend until she lost consciousness has been placed on leave. The Billings Gazette reports 46-year-old Jim Huertas appeared in Billings Municipal Court yesterday and pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor partner or family member assault. Court records say the woman reported Huertas punched her several times during an argument before knocking her down and kicking her until she lost consciousness. Huertas told investigators the woman hit him, but he did not hit her. Laurel's police chief said Huertas, who has been an officer for 9 years, was put on administrative leave after his arrest. A state judge has denied a motion to delay the negligent homicide trial of a former Florence physician who is charged with overprescribing pain medication to patients, including two who died of overdoses. The Missoulian reports District Judge Jeffrey Langton ruled yesterday that 67-year-old Chris Christensen must either hire an attorney or represent himself at his October trial on the 400 felony charges. Christensen was initially assigned public defenders, but the court found he had the means to hire his own attorney. He has since said he is trying to find representation and intends to file for bankruptcy, which might make him eligible for a public defender. Authorities are considering criminal charges against the operator of a drone that hampered firefighting efforts during a wildfire near Billings. The Billings Gazette reports that the unmanned aircraft had been seized after it interfered with firefighting aircraft on Friday. Yellowstone County Sheriff Mike Linder says the aircraft had to be grounded, and the incident cost firefighters several hours of air support. Authorities located the drone operator, who Linder says seemed to know he had been doing something illegal. A spokesman for the Federal Aviation Administration says the man faces fines up to $27,500, in addition to criminal prosecution. The fire, which began Friday, quickly burned more than 2 square miles and was determined 90% contained Sunday. It destroyed one home and forced the evacuation of several others. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.